Supper time. Page 58.
Let us go to a wonderful picnic. The biggest picnic you ever attended was not half so large as the one we shall pretend to visit this afternoon. When you and I go to picnics, we carry baskets filled with good things to eat. We look for a tree under whose spreading branches we may eat our lunch. My, how good everything tastes! Mother knew we would be hungry when she filled those baskets. At the wonderful picnic we are pretending to visit, we should have found nothing to eat. Plenty of baskets were there, large ones, some made of ropes twisted together, all smelling of fish, and every one empty. Imagine going to a picnic with empty baskets. What a queer picnic, some little folks are thinking. What a strange picnic. Never before had there been one like it, and never since has there been another like it. The picnic was on a lonely hillside near a lake in Palestine, that sad country where poor people had no friends and many sick people had no one to help them. Only Jesus felt sorry for them and always gave the people exactly what they needed. That is why, on the day of the picnic, Jesus and his disciples were crowded almost into the water by the eager people who pushed and shoved one another as they tried to reach Jesus where he stood on the shore. "We have had no time to eat or rest," said the disciples at last. "We will go into a quiet place and rest," Jesus answered. Into a boat they climbed and rowed across the lake. But the people wouldn't be left behind. They could walk around the lake to the lonely hillside, and that is what they did. When Jesus and his disciples came to the spot, they found a multitude of people waiting for them there. How disappointed the tired disciples must have been. I don't believe they gave the hungry multitude a hearty welcome. Perhaps it made some of them cross to hear the people asking for help when they themselves were so tired. But Jesus smiled. He must have held out his hand in friendly welcome. I can see a mother bringing her blind baby to him for healing. There is a cripple dragging himself along the ground, asking that he might be made to walk. Some of the people were carried on stretchers. They held out their shriveled arms toward Jesus, the only friend who had ever shown pity for them. He healed them all. The sun turned scarlet, and long shadows began to creep over the grassy hillside. Why didn't all those hungry people hurry home and buy something to eat before the shops in town were closed? We know that was what the disciples thought, for they asked Jesus to send the people away as night was near. "The people are tired, and many of them have come a long way. I cannot send them away hungry. Give ye them to eat," said Jesus. "How can we feed all these hungry people when we have nothing to give them?" asked the disciples. And they added, "If we went to town and bought food for them, it would cost too much." It would have cost them 200 shillings, and that means about $34 of our money. The sun was slipping out of sight, and soon darkness would begin to settle over the valley. Sleepy babies probably were crying, and other little folks were teasing their mothers to hurry home so they could eat their bowls of porridge. But Jesus would not send the people home. He intended to feed them and to fill their empty baskets. "How much food is there here?" asked Jesus of the disciples. "Go and see." 5 loaves and 2 fish are all we can find," replied the disciples. "Bring them to me, and ask the people to sit down," commanded Jesus. The disciples obeyed, probably wondering how Jesus was going to feed 5,000 people with 5 round cakes of bread and 2 small fish. Jesus took the bread and fish and blessed them and gave thanks. The watching people, and the disciples too, perhaps, were thinking, how could one be thankful with so little to eat and so many to feed? As they watched Jesus break the bread and fish into pieces, their eyes must have opened wider and wider, for the more he broke them, the bigger grew the piles of food. The disciples were busy giving the people all they could eat. Perhaps for some, it was the first time they had ever had enough for supper. In Jesus' hands, the loaves and fishes kept increasing as he broke them into pieces, and those empty baskets the people had brought with them came in handy, for 12 baskets full of bread and fish were left after the people had had enough. Then, down the steep, lonely hillside, the people walked, busily talking together as they went. Perhaps a woman is telling her neighbor that she believes Jesus is the promised king. Others are whispering among themselves, "This is of a truth the prophet that cometh into the world."